not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, we were talking with Sam Brown about Afghanistan, and he says, yes, anger is a part of it. Tom Cotton was at the Basque Fry on Saturday, the senator from Arkansas. And he had a chance to watch the president's news conference or his photo op, whatever you want to call it. And he panned it big time, his big Afghanistan speech. Let's go to cut two, because it's Tom Cotton last night on Fox News Channel.
That speech demonstrated a president who is dangerously disconnected from reality. You can put aside the question of the decision to withdraw from Afghanistan. You can just focus on how that decision has been executed over the last couple weeks, Neil. The president seemed totally oblivious to the conditions on the ground. He acted as if this withdrawal is going in an orderly fashion, when in fact we have hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans stuck behind Taliban lines who have no clear instructions on how to get to the airport and get out of the country. Joe Biden didn't say a word to them. Furthermore, he claimed that we would somehow continue to conduct over-the-horizon counterterrorism operations, as he called it, with exquisite proficiency. I guess that's going to be exactly like he's conducted this chaotic, disorganized fiasco of an evacuation for American citizens. I mean, the president claimed that he wanted credit for the raid to kill Osama bin Laden. Now, he may have forgotten that 10 years ago, he was loudly and famously opposed to the mission to get bin Laden. Yet surely he can see what's happening on the ground in Afghanistan right now, which is the direct consequence of his ill-planned, disorganized decision to withdraw from Afghanistan.
Tom Cotton, yesterday on Fox News Channel, senator from Arkansas, panning that Biden speech yesterday. And I was so disgusted by that speech. I don't know about you. How much of it did you see? I saw it all. And I got to tell you, I was absolutely crushed watching it, because it was deflection. It was everything wrong about what went wrong in Afghanistan. And it's just really sad. Coming up, I'll bet you Scott Hammond has some thoughts on what's going on in Afghanistan and how we have literally walked away from these people. And not that we should stay there another nanosecond. There's nothing there that we need. There is no reason. My question is, why isn't the U.S. creating a worldwide coalition to fix what's wrong in Afghanistan? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. Stay where you are. State Senator Scott Hammond will join us coming up in just a couple minutes on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 4:31, it sure looks like rush hour at the Spaghetti Bowl in both directions. Now, remember, they're still doing that bridge work for several months. So, four lanes become two, beginning right there, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. That's right before Main Street. And the Casino Center Boulevard off-ramp is also closed as they work on that. So, kind of a mess through the Spaghetti Bowl. 515 westbound at Eastern, same thing. All the way from Eastern into the Spaghetti Bowl there up to Las Vegas Boulevard. Only two lanes instead of four. So very slow.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders are becoming the first team in the NFL to require proof of vaccination for all attendees of home games at Allegiant Stadium this upcoming season. It will go into effect in the regular season opener against Baltimore that is scheduled for September 13th. By requiring that all fans prove that they have been vaccinated, fans in attendance are not going to have to wear masks inside of the stadium. If you're not vaccinated and you are a season ticket holder, according to the Review Journal, you can get your tickets either refunded or you can roll the cost over to the future. Also, speaking of the Raiders, they have activated kicker Daniel Carlson off the COVID list. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
At Allstate, we've been saying you're in good hands for a long time. But what exactly does that mean? Does it mean you're protected from life's uncertainties? Does it mean you can worry less and live a little more? Does it mean you're not alone, even when things get kind of hard? Actually, yes. Yes, it does. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tomorrow on Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Secretary of Defense for Outreach, the former Deputy Assistant, Amber Smith, will join Clay and Buck. That's tomorrow, right here on AM 670 KMZQ. So much to talk about relative to what's going on around the world. I want to bring you in a little closer to home, because guess who's here? Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, and he joins us. You know, we've been talking a lot about Afghanistan. Let me begin there if we can. Your thoughts on what you've seen, some of these horrific images of Afghan men and women trying to cling to a cargo jet. Really, really sad stuff. What do you make of all this?
Well, you know, good to be on the program again, Kevin. I'm sorry I missed last week, but you know, it's always good to be on here with you and talking about some issues. You know, I'm not an expert in anything, but I certainly have some thoughts on them. I live, you know, my dad was in Vietnam, and I'm watching these images, and I can't help but think this looks a lot like the last days of Saigon.
Yeah.
And it's totally unavoidable. I remember I saw a tweet, and I don't get on Twitter very often anymore, but I had to catch up on what's going on. I follow a couple folks that are inside Afghanistan, and I just saw the tweet that said, look, here are two statements. They're not mutually exclusive. One, you know, both of them could be true. One is, a lot of us agree that America was never there in the first place to be a nation builder, and that we really needed to, at some point, leave. We can all agree to that. I mean, there's many people who could say, yes, that's true. But at the same time, you could say, but this is horrific. This is a humanitarian crisis of epic proportions that could have been avoided had somebody actually planned a removal, a retreat. I mean, not only the human loss and just the disgusting images and pictures, and then the folks that were relying on the United States to provide that protection to them for years. We were using, interpreters, and a lot of these Afghani interpreters are, they're being hunted down. I mean, it's unfathomable. But number two, how do you leave so much equipment behind? I mean, if we told everybody in April that we were going to be doing this, don't you think that they should have had a plan in place? And I say should have, because when you leave 166 is the last time I heard, Apache helicopters behind, there was no plan in place, Kevin. I mean, how do you do that? I mean, right off the bat, I mean, I don't know if those guys can use the Apache helicopters, but they can certainly sell off the helicopters to their neighbors. They could certainly sell off the technology that's in them. I mean, it just boggles my mind that this has happened.
Well, my question is, for instance, the president in his statement yesterday, don't know if you saw it or not, was that we gave this country an air force, and said the Taliban doesn't have an air force. Well, they do have one now. I agree with you. The bigger question, though, is why didn't we build some sort of worldwide coalition the way we did when we went into Kuwait and eventually into Iraq? Why didn't we get the world to come together and say, hey, we're in charge of making sure that people don't needlessly die? Is there a reason why we haven't done that?
No, there's no reason why we didn't do that. Of course, we had several presidents who could have done this. I mean, I did listen to that speech yesterday, and my takeaway from that speech yesterday was, the president said the buck stops here, but like a lot of people, he went on. The buck stops here, but then he went on and talked about all the other people who are to blame for what happened. And it's been 8 months. He's been in office 8 months. He could have put a plan together for removal, and a lot of that planning could have involved other countries, as you pointed out, but it could have been done. And yet, failed communication, failed leadership in this part. Look, I don't want to be that guy that sits there and says, this president is this. I mean, you hear a lot of negativity all the time. You hear that too often, but here's where he's right in his speech. The buck does stop with him here. And I'm sorry, he owns this. He owns this travesty. This is a catastrophe.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of a catastrophe, we've got a catastrophe going on in our very own state. The governor yesterday spoke to the state, and I'll be honest with you, I was more confused after the statement than I was going into the statement. What did you make of what the governor had to say yesterday, in particular about vaccines and masks and events of 4,000 or more? Do you understand what the governor was trying to do?
No. I'll have to go back and say, you can talk about Biden and his lack of communication and ability to really plan for an event such as Afghanistan. But you can say the same thing about our governor, and it has been happening since February, March of 2020, when he shut down the strip and really didn't tell many people. He didn't talk to a lot of those strip owners, casino owners. There was a lack of communication between our governor and, I think, businesses. There was certainly a lack of communication between he and school districts. I remember that he was supposed to be shutting down the schools on a Wednesday. He was going to give the schools 2 days to get everything ready to go, get the computers distributed, making sure that there's contact with folks, and just kind of logistically getting the teachers prepared, the students prepared for what could have been 2, 3, 4 weeks of separation. And instead, he went on Sunday night and said, we're closing it down. And not much has changed in the way he administers or the way he conducts the business. I mean, he is spending more time airtime. He's spending more time on the air. He wants more TV time. He wants more in front of camera time than he is about getting out and really communicating to folks. I mean, this is, again, a failure, I think, of communicating. I don't know what happened to the great communicators in politics, but again, here's another example of not letting people know. I remember during the session when Senator Joe Hardy had proposed a resolution in which we engaged the the communities, the religious community, as well as community at large, and say they need to be a big part of how we roll out anything dealing with a COVID vaccine. They need to make sure that the folks that they tend to, the ones that they shepherd over, that they let them know that they have faith in this vaccine. A lot of the stuff that we're seeing now is the governor going in front of a TV with a big check and making a big deal out of, you know, one person who got a vaccine. That's his style of trying to get something done. Maybe it's the big gesture that he's looking for, but reality is he could have got a lot more done and a lot more done effectively had he gone through these church leaders, community activists, community leaders, and got a lot more done and more effective. Right now, there could be a lot more people vaccinated voluntarily that would have negated the need to this knee-jerk reaction he's having now to mask mandates and what we're seeing now, forced vaccinations. I think a lot of that could have been avoided had he gone a different route, but instead he continues to choose to get in front of the camera and make these big gestures, and only once in a while. He needs to communicate a whole lot more often. He needs to be in front of people. Now he's, and you pointed this out a couple of weeks ago when you said, well, now he's got all this money. You know, the federal government's getting all the money, and now he's going to go around, he's going to get his picture taken in front of people, asking them how he thinks he should spend the money, right? Because now he looks good. He's brought all this money into the state. We got all this money because we were in, you know, really bad straits, and he put us in that position. But now he's going around trying to get people to come out and say, hey, how would you like to spend the money? That's how he operates. What we need is somebody who is going to be in a position of leadership who continually communicates, always out there, not always in front of the TV, but out more often in front of community leaders, talking to industry leaders, walking through how things need to be done. We could be in a much better state instead of saying to everybody, hey, in order to get into a Raiders game, you got to be vaccinated 100%. You know, in order to get into this, here, you need to be 100%. Look, if a private business wants to dictate whether or not you have a vaccine to get in, that's one thing. But when we start talking about getting vaccinations to get into everything, at what point do we start saying, okay, when do we give up a lot of our rights to get, you know, to have this 100% public? You can't be 100% safe out there in the world, folks. You can't. And I think that vaccinations are good, so don't get me wrong, Kevin. I believe that the vaccination is good, but a lot of people don't have that same sort of trust. We got to get to the point where they feel that trust and they voluntarily go out there and get that vaccination. I think it'd be a complete catastrophe to force everybody to do that. I think it'd be bad policy to do that right now, given the climate that we're in.
More with Scott Hammond coming up, State Senator, Nevada District 18, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontline to Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow. Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotion and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers, and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
you know the facts, you'll get the vax. 99% of hospital COVID patients are unvaccinated. Protect yourself and get vaccinated today at CSN's North Las Vegas or Charleston campus. Need another reason? You could win big prizes. What are you waiting for? Get vaxxed.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Keep contaminants out of our storm drains and out of our waters. Grass clippings, fertilizer, yard waste, they all contaminate our stormwater. Litter, pet waste, they also contaminate it. Fluids from leaking vehicles run right in there. All stormwater goes untreated directly to our local waterways. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message sponsored by the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want to finish off with Scott Hammond about what the Raiders have done. The governor made his statement, and then the Raiders became the first NFL team to have kind of a vaccine mandate just to get into games. CES is doing the same thing for their convention. When private businesses do this, I guess we all have the option of saying no and just not attending that event or that convention. Is that a fair way of doing it?
Yeah, I kind of want to go back to one thing and kind of put in perspective. You know, when somebody does, you know, when a company mandates it, you know, yesterday in the RGJ, they had an article and they talked a little bit about COVID cases. They talked about, you know, the 50,000 cases of COVID in Washoe County since the pandemic started. And in that article, they used words like hospital overload and the brink of collapse if we relapse. Those are the kind of words when you read them, you have a reaction, a visceral reaction to that, right? But what they failed to report was that the 7-day average of new cases was five times less than what Washoe experienced last winter. My point here is I'm not going to be one of those guys out there who says that COVID isn't real. I'm not saying that the virus isn't there. It affects families. It affects a colleague of mine at work. Whose fiance has it. It affected somebody at church who passed away at the age of 33 and she was in good health. I mean, it is impacting a lot of people. What I'm saying is that we continue to instill doubt in people's mind when we don't give the true facts. And that's on both sides. People are telling everybody that it's not there. And people, you know, when Fauci says, don't wear a mask because it's not good, then wear a mask because it's good. You know, it just does not help everybody to make a good, rational decision. And so then it leads up to the governor getting on TV once again and saying, you know, in venues over 4,000 folks, if you have the vaccination, you can go without a mask. And then the Raiders following suit saying, hey, you need to be vaccinated to attend our games. If you're a private entity, you know, you can make whatever rule you want, you know, and then the people are going to adjust to it. You know, whether or not I go to a game or somebody else goes to a game will depend on how they feel about the, you know, somebody mandating how you're supposed to be. With the Raiders, it's really weird because it's really strange. I'd like to know more about this, but, you know, let's say you bought a ticket 2 years ago. Now you got a ticket and maybe you can't get vaccinated. Maybe you have a health condition that says you can't, and now they're telling you can't attend a game unless you're vaccinated. Well, that's a whole different realm. But if CES and MGM or some other business says, look, at, you know what, to get into my restaurant, you have to show a card that says you're vaccinated, well, that's on them. And then, of course, the public will respond accordingly.
And a 65,000 crowd can end up being a 40,000 crowd.
Yeah, right. And that affects the bottom line, right? It affects your sales. It affects your bottom line, who you can draft later on, who you can hold on as a free agent to or whatever. I mean, that, all that kind of stuff has implications. You know, that's the thing. You're a private business. You make those decisions. I don't know, again, I really like to ask more questions about, hey, you bought tickets years ago. You invested a lot of money in it. NFL tickets are not cheap. Raider tickets especially not cheap. You know, now you're invested in it, and now they're telling you you've got to get vaccinated to get in. Look, we have had a precedence before in the past. You know, to get into a public school, your child has to have this vaccination or that vaccination, unless, of course, there's a religious exemption for it. So there is a precedence for it. But, you know, in those cases, a lot of those vaccinations were approved by, you know, whatever entity. I think that's what a lot of people are pointing to now, is that it's still not approved by the I'm at a loss for words, but it's just not approved yet. But that's another story for another day. My point is, if we just give people, this is the information, I think a lot more people would do the right thing, but we've created a mess now.
I want to ask you, on a totally different front, I know you have been a champion of education across our state for a number of years, and we are now into week two of the CCSD school year. Any major hiccups in these first 2 weeks?
Yeah, again, it goes back to we've had months to kind of get ready for this school year and opening it up for in-person delivery of education, and yet there are still lots of questions when somebody comes down with COVID or you're exposed. You know, how long do you stay home? Who do you stay? You know, who stays home? Who's connected? There's still a lot of questions about that, and we've seen that so far in not only in Washoe, but, you know, we're starting to hear about people being exposed down here in some of the schools. You know, here's a personal story that comes back to me. My daughter's playing volleyball now for a public high school. And, you know, we were told that there's a game or a scrimmage at our site, that parents can come in and watch. But, it you know, at other sites, it depends on the site whether or not you can go in and watch, and it's, you know, site by site. I'm like, okay, where's the uniformity there? I mean, I like when people make these kinds of decisions, but you got to let us know ahead of time. We're trying to plan. Are we going to go see the game or not? That's the kind of stuff. There's just not enough communication out there, especially with something like this. We've got to communicate a lot more, and that's got to come from the top down.
It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. And by the way, am I mistaken, or is the collective bargaining agreement in place for the teachers, or is it being negotiated?
I thought it was in place.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Yeah, you know, I don't know for sure. Don't take my word for that. You know, for gold there, because sometimes I hear and then I just go on to something else. But the last time I heard, I thought it was in place.
Wow. Thank you so much. As always, great to have you with us. We'll do it again next week, I promise.
All right, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
Scott Hammond joining us. Tell you what. Let's do. In our next hour, we'll be joined by Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. And one of the things I'm going to ask her, I'm going to ask her about the whole nonsense of the buck stops here. The president of the United States telling the American people the buck stops here, and then proceeding to spend about 15 minutes talking about all the stuff the Afghan government did, the Afghan fighters did, And what Trump did, I think some of it he blamed on Trump. It's just crazy. It's just one of those things that you end up going, oh my God. Yeah. Unfortunately, there is a lot of that going around. Also, one of the things, man,